Someone that comes to meet his friends this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagitel, Abracha Batzlach B'chom Asa Yadav, and for Meir Simcha ben Leah, Abracha Batzlach B'chom Asa Yadav, and for Leah Esther Bas Frimit, Abracha Batzlach B'chom Asa Yadav. Zara Chayav Kayam, Zara Dili Yusuf, Dili Yuftom, B'zgomei Araisa. Says in the Torah, in parts of the Shabbat, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasek Dalet, Chav Beis Chosek Dalet, Ki Yaver Yisodeh Ocherem V'shilach, as Biroi Uvir Bistay Acher Metav Sade Umetav Karmo Yishalem. If somebody makes a fire and goes to burn somebody else's field, he has to pay for Metav. Rashi says, Metav Sade Yishalem Shamas Hanezek Vimbal Shalem Lokarka Dome Nisko Yishalem Metav Stos of the SS the Nezek. And if he comes to pay Karka, he has to pay from the best of his field. The nezek was a sela. The damage was a sela. He has to give him equal to a sela. And limducha akasuv shani zakin shaman lahem beidis. Pasuk teaches you that damages are assessed with idis. And this is coming from a mechilta. Here on the pasuk, idis is the choicest field, as everybody knows. So to above a kama, famous gemara of Avamid Beis. Rabbi Akiva Amar lo ba'kasav el ligvos min the nizakim min ha'idis v'kal v'chomer lehekdesh. And certainly hekdesh you're going to be collecting from idis. So you see that that you're collecting damages from idis, the Gemara says, and makes a kal v'chomer lehekdesh. So Pashas Lashon of Rashi here is mashma when he says nizakim shamanam b'idis. And Lashon of the Gemara, Govin l'nizak and menayidis. So the Mashmos is, Shamin, Govin, Beisdin. Because these are the ones who assess, that's Shamin, and that's Govin, they're the ones who collect. Lashon of the Pasuk is Tashlumin, Yishalim. But the Lashon of Govin and Shamin is Mashma Beisdin. They're the shaman and the govins. But that, we have to understand. Because what does Beis Din have to do with the Chovas Tashlumin? So in the Sefer Or Avram and Parashas Mishpatim, he explains as follows, based on a Shita Mekubetzes. It says in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva says that it's a Kavachomer Lehekdesh. In other words, even in Hekdesh also, there's a Chovas Tashlumin Mimetav. And the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where somebody says, Harei Alai Mona Lebedek Habayis. He says, I'm going to give a mana to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gizbar comes and he takes from Edis. So the Shita Mekubetzus asks, Tam Alamali Kavachomer, what are we in the Kavachomer to Hekdish for? Table Gaid Lachsiv Behekdish Lo Sachil Lashalmo the Mashem Meitav. We don't need to go on to come on to Kavachomers. Lo Sachil Lashalmo is enough. That already is Mashma Meitav. Like Maka Behema Yishalmena. So this Yishalem, the Medamin and Yishalmen, the Meitav Karmo Yishalem. So once you have this Lashon of Yishalem, that should be enough. You don't need to come onto a Kal V'chomer. Already have a Gzeira Shava. Yishalem means Meitav, just like by Maka Behema. And the answer is, No. This gzeirah shava that yishalim means meitav. It's only if you're mishalim mikoch the beizdin, because yishalim is mashim beizdin. Aval hasim l'chsiv lo sa'achir l'shalma mashim sheitilu akotsav olav v'lo masu l'achuich l'beizdin. When it says lo sa'achir l'shalma by hekdesh, not to be ma'achir the tashlum of what you're obligated to give to hekdesh. So that is not mashma beisdin. Hahula asim gzera shavu the yishal and the meitav, and that's why you need to come out to the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara learns the kal v'chomer. The only reason you need to come out to the kal v'chomer is because if you would just learn it from the gzera shavu that yishaling means you're forced, that yishaling means meitav, that only applies to a case where beisdin does it. Where the Beis Din is compelling it, where the Beis Din is enforcing it. But by Hekdesh, the Beis Din is not enforcing it, and therefore you have to come out to the Kav HaChomer. So we have to understand this Shita Mekubetzis. Because look there in the Gemara in Bava Kamet of Zayin Amad Aleph, it says, Ramadha by the Rava, Ksiv Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav in Midyachwini Lo, Vatan Yashiv Larabos Shavakesef Afilu Subin. On one hand, we have a Pasuk that says Meitav, on the other hand, it says even Bran. Yashiv is Larabos Shavakesef, it can even be something inferior. And then the Gemara says, no, Lokashia Kan Midaito, Kan Bal Korocho. So this is talking about where it's Midas. The Gemara makes a chilek between Midas and Baal Korchos. And the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Miksiv Yeshulam, Yeshalem Ksiv, Midaito Mashma. So don't say that Meitav Karmo Yeshalem is when a person is forced, he has to give Meitav. That was the chilek the Gemara wanted to make, that when he's forced, he has to give Meitav. But then it doesn't say Meitav Karmo Yeshulam, it says Meitav Karmo Yeshalem. So the fact that it says Yeshalem, it's Mashma Midaito. Look there in Rashi and in the Shita Mekubetzis. So we see Lehedya b'maskanas ha-Gemara that the din of Tashlumei Meitav is even when you're Mishalim Midaito. And it's not only when you're Mishalim Baal Korcho Alidei Beis Din. Even when you're Mishalim Midaito, it has to be Meitav. And even though in the Habamina that's what we wanted to say, that it's only Baal Korcho, but the maskanas ha-Gemara, we rejected that. Abazai Tzarech Iyun and Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that the Mashmos HaLoshon of Yeshalem is Mashmi Koch Beis Din, but that's Hevech Divrei HaGemara. Rabbeinu Yeshaya is very nice, very biblical. Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's Arbet Nishmit Gemara. It's a Pas Nishmit in Maskanas HaGemara. Stimmt nicht, as they say in the not Pas Stimmt, Pas similar. Pas is what you eat with your cream cheese. In any event, I'm just practicing in case they ever ask me to give shiurim in Lakewood. You know, you have to know the sprach, if you know what I mean. Grada. Okay. In any event, the truth is, even if they would offer me in Lakewood, I don't know. I think I'm an Eretz Yisrael. I'm looking out the window. It looks very Eretz. I see the air of Eretz. I see the avir of Eretz Yisrael, which is machkim. Who says the avir of Lakewood would be machkim me? Although they have a Lakewood in Eretz Yisrael, then you get the best of both worlds. In any event. So, what's Rabbeinu Yeshaya going to do with the Maskanas HaGemara? Rabbeinu Yeshaya says that Yeshalem is Mashma, Baal Korcho, but the Gemara says, no, Yeshalem is even Midato, not Baal Korcho. Even Midato is the din of Meitav. And therefore, we have to say that Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds that B'din Tashlumei Nezek, there are really two dvarim, two inyanim. Number one, there's a din Chovas Tashlum and Mitzada, Adam Atzmo Shehizik, and there are no Chilukei Dinam of Idis V'chadoime. The whole Iker Chiyuv is to pay up the Nezek in any way, to be Mashlim the Nezek, to be Mishalim the Nezek. And there's another din that on such a Chov, that there's Koach of the Beis Din to be Govim, Minichse Achayiv Baal Korchoi, Mikoach Din Gviyazu. We have Chilukei Dinei Piron. There's a koach of the Beis Din to force somebody to pay. Mazik. There's a din gvia me'idis sheben achasav. Baal Chov. There's a din gvia me'benunis mid'rabbanan. But all these pirtei dinim, it's not mischayev mitzad the etzem hachov. Rather, what's mechayev, these specific types of payments, these chilukei dinei piron, are mitzad the koach that Beis Din has to be gov the chov baal korcho. Mashenke mitzad chiyuv piron amuta la'odem atzmo. The chiyuv piron that's incumbent upon the person, there's no din how he's chayev to be mishalim the chov. And there's no nafkamina l'maisa if he's mishalim midaito or baal korcho. Because even if he's mishalim midaito, there's a din gviya mikoach Beis Din. If the maisi he pays from himself, it doesn't matter, because this chov has the status, it has a shame of being a chov that has a din gviya mikoach Beis Din. And mamele, you have to give the yidis. And the fact that you're paying the maisa midaito, That's not mafkia, this din gviya that said mikoch beisdin. So b'chol ofen, you're chayav to be mishalem eidis or mibeinonis, depending on the obligation. Is it a chov? Is it nezek? So why are you paying eidis by nezek? Because there is a din gviya beisdin. But mitzad the etzem chov, you have to pay it. But the fact is, it's din gviya beisdin. That's mechayav a person to pay eidis. We can say that that's the chilik of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that if your person is mishalim as nidra la hektish mikoyach din baal ta'achel l'shalmo, there it's mashma that the pasuk placed the chiyuv on him and not to the beisdin. I knew that the whole ikar din tashlumin is only mikoyach chov amutal al dematzmo b'lo nemar b'zin din gviya mikoyach beisdin klal. There's no din gviya. And because of this, it's not shaykh to say that there's a din of tashlumei meitav. Because mitzat chovas tashlumei gavra, we don't have all this chilukei dinim of tashlumei idis v'chadome. So therefore you can't say, just based on the pasuk of l'sachar l'shalmo, that he has to pay idis. Because it's not on the beis din, it's on him. Mashen came the gabei mazik, where it says yishalem, mazoshen is mashma, that there's a koach of beisdin, big via sachov, like Rabbeinu Yeshaya writes. So there you have to shlumei yidis, even if lemaisa you're paying midaito. So it goes like this: in the havamin of the Gemara, we thought tashlumei meitav is dafka if lemaisa the beisdin is gova baal karcho, and now if you're mishalim midaito, and this was rejected. But nevertheless, even the maskanas hagimara, the din meitav was said only if al kopanim is the din gviya b'chov zem mikoach beisdin. And there's no chilik lemaisa if you're mishalim midaito abal kocha. So it could be even midaito. Ein achinami the maskana midaito mashma. But this midas is novea from the chiyuv of the beis. So we're not completely, it's always a shaila like that, whenever you're learning. What do we do with the havamina? Do we completely reject it? Do we modify it? So here we're not completely rejecting the havamina. We're staying with the fact that it is mikoach beis din. Just not. It's not only done by the beis din, it's also done. It also means midaito. But this midaito is mikoach. The fact that he's paying beidis is because this can also be collected by the beis din. That's why there's edis. Because only when the gviya is done mikoach beis din is there a din of edis and beinonis, etc., the chilukei dinim of piron. So by yed lo sachar l'shalmo, by the beis hamikdash, there's no beis din involved. Mela, there's without the kal v'chomer, there's no edis. Mashen kein nezek, where even when you're paying midaito, but it's still mikoach the beis din, there's a din of paying be edis. And this seems to be mevor b'divrei Rambam, who writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Nizkei Momon Halacha Yud, kishe beis din is kaken livvos lenizak minichsei amazik govmen mataltlen tchilo v'yunloi mataltlen klal govmen hasham en hakarka ma'ula she minichsei amazik. Also in parak Yates Michos Ma'avlo Olove, kishe yardin beis linichsei alo v'ligvos v'yam ligvilo ba'al chov v'lamen abeninis v'din toira shigve ba'al chov v'an ziboiris, etc. But chachamim tiknu b'beninis kidei shalil tinnol bel sifnei alovin. So in both cases, the Rambam was macked in the lashon of kishabez din nizkak in ligvos, kishabez din yard in ligvos. Then you're collecting from the idis of the beinonis. So why bez din? The maskanas hagemara, it's even on your own. It's not only the bez din. And he's not telling us that there's such a thing as a din kfiyah. We already have that in the Rambam. Perak yudches milch smavalov alocha aleph. That there's a din kfiya. So what's the Rambam adding in the beis din here? It's even if he does it on his own. So it must be pshat of the Rambam, like we're saying. Then when he's coming to be mevar the chilukei dinim, he's makdim him the beis din, because that's why you have chilukei dinim. Because he's collecting, he calls the beis din. Even before alamaisa, the beis din isn't collecting. But the chilukei dinim are coming from the fact that it's mikoach beis din. That beis din can collect edis. So even if he's collecting on his own, it's still going to be edis. And that's pshat also here in Rashi, from the Mechilta. that Nezikin Shaman Lehem Beidus, this Lashon of Shaman. We saw a Lashon also in the Gemara of Govin. It's all Mikoach Beisdin, that's why there's Idis. And there's going to be an Afkamina, even the Halacha. He said at the end of the day, he's paying the Idis, what's the difference? So we have Nisht Ein Afkamina, Zwei Afkaminas. What are they? Bava Kama, Gwama bin Ezekin Patr bi the Adam Chai B'din Eshamayim, the Meiri writes, Kol Shekasavnu Alav Kan Shu Chai B'din Eshamayim, Peru Shu Chai B'i Shavon. Halinian Isser, Afma Shu Patr B'din Eshamayim, Us Isser Mia Kovit. This study, your putter bidine adam, chayiv bidine shemayim. That's only talking about your chiyuv hishav and your chiyuv of paying. But what about iser veheter? As far as iser goes, even if your putter bidine shemayim, it's still an iser. And therefore, if a person says the miri doesn't pay it back, what he's chayiv bidine shemayim is pasul eidus. He's over an iser, and he says it's true. He's chayiv to be meishiv. So grama ben ezikin pater b'dinei adam chay b'dinei shemayim doesn't mean like a stam chov to be yotzei yedei shemayim. No, it's mamash chov, it's mamon. Just with grama, bezin doesn't get involved. But it's still a chiyah b'dinei shemayim. And we find similar to this in Rashi, Bav Metziat Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph, Rava Omar. Dibur Amasla Rav Amar, with respect to Kimle B'Durabim Minei his Potter, he writes about Yidei Shemayim Lo Yotza Atshi Yishalim. V'gabei Choseim Nami Tashlum In Ramu Alei El Hashem Kan Koch Beizdin Lo Ansha Shtayim V'chai Inami Itofis Lo Mafkinon Minei. So the Rashi there explains this din of Kimle B'Durabim Minei his Potter Mimamon doesn't mean that he doesn't have a Chovis Tashlumin. He's Chayiv B'Tashlumin. When he does, right, the two chiyuvim, he gets the bigger of the two chiyuvim, so you're going to say, okay, so he's going to be chayv malchus, he doesn't have to pay. No, he does have to pay. We're just not going to force him to pay. The beizin isn't going to get involved, but he himself is chayv. And therefore Rashi writes, itav v'slom afkinu mine. Tfisa works. Just gabi chosim, Rashi says, Tashlum and Ramola, he has to pay, but Ein Koach Beizin Lansho. Beizin can't give him two. But Al Koponim, he's still Chayv Tashlumin. And therefore Tfisa works, because there's a Chayv Tashlumin. Therefore you can grab. So here we have two instances where there's a Chayv Tashlumin without a Beizin. Without a Beizin, there's going to be no Edis. Since the Chovas Tashlumin is not Mikoach Beisdin, there's going to be no Edis. That's what it means when it says Pater. But Dine Shemayim, it means that Beisdin doesn't get involved, but he still has to do it on his own. Dine Chanami, he has to pay, but not Edis, because it's not Mikoach the Beisdin. So both the instance of Kimle B'Rabimine and Grum Ben Ezekin, where there's no element of Beisdin here, there he doesn't have to pay Edis, because Edis only comes if it's called Beizdin, as we explain, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And we should all be Zelchim Yitzhu Shem, Lilmodu Lelame, Lishmo Velasis, or Lekayim is called Divrei Salmo Taresu Biahava, Amen Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.